Welcome to With You in the NICU, a podcast for infant patients' parents and practitioners. Each episode aims to last as long as a pumping session for mom, or listen to several while you practice skin-to-skin with baby. With You in the NICU is produced by the Canadian Premature Babies Foundation. Season 3 is made possible by presenting sponsor, Sanofi. Your host for With You in the NICU is Jenna Morton, a parenting journalist and mother of two preemie boys.
Hello and welcome, and thank you for listening. This is our final episode in a four-part series on RSV. If you haven't already, please be sure to listen to our early discussions with Dr. Jesse Papenburg about the virus, how it works, how prevalent it is in Canada, and how we can fight it, and our previous episode with nurse Marianne Brack for tips on bringing a preemie home during RSV season. This episode also features Marianne, who spent more than four decades working as a NICU nurse and RSV nurse coordinator in Toronto. Now retired, Marianne is a valued member of the Canadian Premature Babies Foundation, where she continues to advocate for families through research and resources such as this. Welcome back to With You in the NICU, Marianne.
Hello, nice to be here.
I'm wondering, Marianne, if you could talk a little bit about the wording that we're using and using the word decreasing the risk and the importance in how much guilt a parent feels around their baby, you know, especially those of us who've had preemies. There's a lot of, I think every parent has inherent guilt for so many things. And then when you layer on various things, it can add up.
Well, that's true, because I think when families have had their baby in a neonatal intensive care unit, they've been very isolated. And it's extremely important for parents to understand that, especially when you take your baby home in the winter months, it's very easy to become isolated and lonely, and in some cases feel depressed. And so parents have to be taken into consideration as well in terms of their lives. And we need healthy, happy families. And then we have a healthy, happy baby. So I think it's important to have dialogue and discussion with your own families and your in-laws to ensure that some plan can be had that you can keep your baby or babies safe. You bring up a very good point. Parents do feel guilty, and they will feel guilty if their baby gets a cold or gets sick or they have to go to emergency or see the family doctor. It is realistic if you have other children in the family that are in daycare or who are going to school that your baby may well get a cold. It's really hard to know whether sick children have the RSV virus because parents and children are not tested. The only time that testing occurs if you actually take your baby into the emergency department. So you need to treat that everybody that has a cold, that it could possibly be RSV. As much as you try, it may be very difficult to protect your baby to the extent that you would like to protect your baby, because you could have a situation where you may have a younger child, 2 or 3 year old, who may have fallen. And meanwhile, you have your baby that's crying and maybe spat up or had a little bit of a spit up. So what do? You don't have time to go to wash your hands. I mean, I think we have to be realistic. But as long as you understand that the virus is transmitted by hands and or a coughing, quite often when people sneeze and cough, if they're sick, that virus could go out a number of feet. And if the baby's very close to that cough, then that baby can pick up that virus as well. But you bring up a very good point, because when there are other children in the home, it's quite likely that baby may get sick, even though the parents do everything possible to try and protect that baby. And it doesn't always work. And so that's why we talk about, or I talk about, decreasing the risk. A lot of times you might hear the word prevention. Parents are shared information about preventing their baby from getting RSV. I talk about decreasing the risk. Decreasing the risk is hand washing, keeping your baby away from crowds, other sick people. I think that those are two very, very important things. I think the other thing is important is that your other children and yourselves have had flu shots. that you've had all the immunizations are up to date. And babies who were born and are 6 months of age, not corrected age, 6 months of age and older can get a flu injection as well. And again, there's information on the Canadian Premature Baby Foundation about vaccines or immunizations, as well as RSV. But that's extremely important that family members are protected. Again, that question may come up. You may have family members whose children have not had the flu vaccine or may not have been, their immunizations may not be up to date. Again, that's a discussion you have to have. And I think, what's my key message? My key message is you want to decrease your baby from getting sick, and you have to have honest conversations with families to try and do that.
I think it's so important for us to remind people of that, that the act of trying is what matters. You can't control all the variables. It never works. Those are difficult discussions to have, but I think the more that we all talk about them, hopefully the easier they will become for families to have those discussions. Are there any last thoughts or pieces of advice that you would like to leave people with on the topic?
I would say parents often ask me, when do I call the doctor? Or when should I go to the emergency department? I would say, you know your babies very well. Especially if you knew them in the NICU, you know them even doubly very well. So if you notice that they're not quite the same, their personalities are a little not quite as alert, more sleepy, not feeding very well, coughing, I recommend you call the family doctor or the pediatrician. If they're having breathing difficulties, so they're a little bit of a wheeze, little bit of blueness around the lips. And again, this information is in that booklet I told you about. Please have a look, because it's very clearly identified then when to call the doctor and when to call 911. But remember, if you are anxious, call your doctor. I think it's really important, because you know your babies very well, to call the doctor and just double check. Meanwhile, I want you as parents to kiss your babies. I want you to hug your babies. I want you to play with them. I want you to have fun with your babies. Your babies are strong. We just need to, as much as possible, keep them away from cold viruses.
I love that. It's so important that we don't get tied up in all those worries that we forget what's really important.
It is. And I would say parents are extremely worried, and we really, and society also talks a lot about RSV now. It wasn't quite as common before COVID. It was there, the viruses were there, but it's more common today because, as you know, it was quite an issue during COVID, or just as COVID was sort of easing off a little bit. So I think we have to really make sure that parents get out, they go for walks, they take their babies outside. Your babies, taking your babies outside for a walk will not make them sick. Obviously, they have to be warm enough. That's fine. It's just that virus. So if you can keep them away from that virus, and unless, of course, you have children in the home, which is a bit more of a challenge, love them. Just love them lots. Hold them skin to skin. Play with them. Have a good time.
And wash your hands.
And wash your hands before you touch the baby. Just wash your hands. I think it's a habit. I think that's a habit just one needs to get into.
And I think for preemie parents, you know, you get used to that going into the NICU. You just have to just keep it up. Just don't drop the habit until they're, you know, a couple years old.
Well, I'd say that a couple years old, but I will say, I don't want you to wash your hands so much that they get dried out, they get cracked, and they get sore. So be sure to look after your hands. Pat them dry. Don't rub them dry. Make sure you do dry them properly so that you don't end up with sore hands. And love your babies, play with them, and have a good time.
Thank you so much for this, Marianne.
My pleasure.
Marianne Bracht is a retired NICU nurse and RSV clinic coordinator. You can find more information about RSV and preemies on our website. Just search for canadianpreemies.org, then look for the education tab for all kinds of resources.
With You in the NICU is created to keep pumping mothers and others company in and out of the NICU. It is produced for the Canadian Premature Babies Foundation by Jenna Morton and Tosh Taylor. Financial assistance is provided through education grants from presenting sponsor Sanofi. You can learn more about Canadian Premature Babies Foundation by following them on social media or online at canadianpremies.org.